So, Corporal Munn, everyone's talking about it. What a sight. No, you weren't seeing things this morning. There really was a llama on the loose. I've seen it all now in Surrey. Tell us what happened. How did you guys first get word of this roving creature?
So there was some concerned passerbys as this llama was on the side of Highway 99, which can be quite busy. The caller also expressed that allegedly llamas are a very expensive animal, so they were concerned if something happened to it. Our officers arrived on scene just at about 7:30 and were able to locate the owner of the llama. So with the assistance of the owner, two of our officers sort of corralled the llama and got it back through a hole in the fence, which it had escaped through.
Okay, so you were able to actually lead it back to the hole in the fence.
Yeah, my understanding is that they sort of circled it and just slowly corralled it back. The owner had warned our officers that the llamas can be a little bit unpredictable and spit, so that they all needed to keep their distance, at the same time trying to encourage the llama to go back towards the hole in the fence.
Good thing all that police training came in handy, eh?
Corralling. Yeah, they were able to tactically reposition to make sure they didn't get spit on. It was a good day. They had quite a bit of fun.
And how did it work? So the person that called in, did they kind of do the same thing until police arrived, or how did that work?
It sounds like the llama was just sort of hanging out outside of the fence, but on the side of the highway. They weren't actually on the highway at that
point. Oh, good.
So not in danger. The person who did call in, I think, waited until police arrived.
Oh, good, good. I love that. They called because they know apparently that llamas are expensive. They must have watched a documentary the night before.
I had no idea. Well, we actually got a call that it was an alpaca, so maybe they didn't know a lot about llamas.
Come on, don't you know your animals at 7 in the morning? Let's go.
I had to Google the difference between an alpaca and a llama.
Can you tell me? Because I have no idea.
To be honest, one looks a little bit fluffier, but I am not a llama or alpaca expert.
So the fluffier one's alpaca. Good to know for next time we're driving along Highway 99. We know what we see.
Absolutely.
How rare is this for you guys to actually get an animal call like this kind of thing?
I'm not aware of any alpaca or llama calls that we've dealt with, but I mean, I can think of a few where some of our officers have had to deal with pigs and goats and cows and just, you know, other escaped livestock. It does happen, you know, holes in the fences or people leave gates open, and, you know, we always do our best to attend and try to get them to a safe location.
Try your best, yeah. It keeps it interesting. I was joking. It's a nice change from, like, criminals shooting up or...
Absolutely. It's always a little bit of kind of lighthearted fun. The members seem to really enjoy their experience this morning. They found it quite entertaining.
I bet. Yeah, this is a good one to tell the kids around the dinner table. On a serious note, though, like if I am driving down the highway, I see, like, was that a llama? Who is the person to call in that situation? Is that correct? Call police, or is there a better number to start with?
You can call police depending on the animal or what the situation is. I mean, if it's if it ends up being wildlife, we can contact conservation. But you can always give us a call, and then we can direct the call to where it's supposed to go. Our officers will generally attend just to ensure kind of safety in the meantime. Something like a llama or an alpaca is a decent-sized animal. So if it were to be out on the highway, it's not only a risk to the animal, it's a risk to potential motorists that could strike the animal.